Today, the unemployment numbers disappoint. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Well, the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained at 3.5% in September, according to data released by the ABS today. That's steady at a near 50-year low, as the number of people in work increased by just 900, and the dull queue edged 1.8% or 8,800 people higher. The jobless rate came in close to market consensus, but below expectations for 25,000 new employed people over the month. The ABS said it's important to remember that the 1,000 employed people is a net figure, the difference between two large numbers. While employment growth has slowed in recent months, there are still close to 500,000 people entering employment each month and around the same number leaving employment each month. The hours worked dipped very slightly over the month, and some of the slowing in hours worked reflected a higher than usual number of people taking annual leave in September. This follows the past two Septembers, where there were lower than usual numbers of people taking leave given COVID-19 lockdowns and other restrictions. The number of people working fewer hours because they were sick is also higher than we used to see in September, but only around 14% higher. It's no longer around two or three times higher as it was earlier in the year. Female unemployment edged 0.1 percentage points higher to 3.6%, while male employment remained at around 3.5%. The participation rate remained steady at 66.6%, which the ABS said was consistent with the relatively small changes in the labour market. And the underemployment rate remained at 6%, in seasonally adjusted terms, while the underutilisation rate, which combines the unemployment and underemployment rates, increased 0.1 percentage points to 9.6% in seasonally adjusted terms. Treasurer Jim Chalmers said he suspected the jobless rate was low because employers were hoarding staff to make up for pandemic-related workforce absences, though this appeared to peak in June. And Dr. Chalmers said people taking work off due to COVID-19, especially long COVID, was likely contributing to the almost 50-year low jobless rate. One of the reasons we've had unemployment so low is because employers have had to try and build bigger workforces to make up for what has been a lot of absenteeism, he told ABC Radio. It has come off a fair bit since the peak in the middle of the year, but it is still a factor in our labour market, and the budget will acknowledge that. KPMG this week forecast that an economic slowdown sparked by high inflation, higher interest rates and falling wages growth in real terms would add almost 150,000 people to the unemployed list by 2024. The slowdown in domestic demand momentum will inevitably weigh on the labour market. We expect the unemployment rate to rise to 4.5% in 2023, KPMG chief economist Brendan Rainey said. But yes, Oxford Economics' Sean Lancake said the stasis in the jobs market reflected a labour market that was slightly beyond capacity. And forward-looking indicators of labour demand have cooled a little but remain quite strong. This suggests the market should continue to track sideways in a very strong position in the near term, he said. Job vacancies dipped 3.3% in the 3 months to August, according to the ABS. They remained 107.4% higher than in February 2020. And the Internet Vacancy Index from the National Skills Commission fell by 5.9% in September, down about 17,600 positions to 282,600, which was the biggest monthly decline of more than a year. Those skilled job vacancies are still up almost 70% on pre-COVID levels. So you can see here that the number wangs are still at work, but there are some early signs of softness. The question, of course, is how high will unemployment go as interest rates rise? That's something which will work out over the next few months. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.